It's wonderful to be here.
非常高兴今天在你们中间讲道。
Thank you for having me.
感谢你们让我有机会在这里。
I hope I can encourage you this morning.
希望借着我的讲道对大家有一种的鼓励。
Because I reckon about 98% of Christians never open the book of Revelation.
因为我自己认为大概有 98% 的基督徒 他们是从来没翻阅过启示录这卷书的。
And about 2% are totally obsessed with it.
另外大概有 2% 的基督徒他们对这卷书是可能是这样说是着了迷似的。
But it's interesting, when you come to the book of Revelation, in the first few verses, you realize it's not meant to be scary. In fact, it's meant to be a blessing.
但是当我们打开这卷书第一章头几节的时候，我们会感觉到它让我们所见到的不是令我们感觉到可怕的事。可是这都是一些有关蒙福的事。有福的事。
In fact, it's guaranteed to be a blessing, as you'll see there in verse 3.
假如我们看看第三节，我们就也清楚的知道，里面都有很清楚的证明。
Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and are blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
圣经是这样的讲。念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了
You know, this year we've been looking at how God meets the deepest needs of every person.
大家都知道我们今年讲到的重点就是让大家去看一看神怎么样去满足我们每一个人内心的需要
Our deep need for meaning we looked at in the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们从传道书看到了我们人生的意义。
Our deep need for purpose and certainty from John and 1 John.
我们从约翰福音和约翰一书看到了我们人生的目标。
And now we're going to look at our deep need for belonging.
现在我们会一起的看究竟我们是属于谁的。
And we begin our series on the letters to the seven churches in Revelation.
我们就从写给在那个启示录里面写给七家教会的书信作为我们这一系列的讲道的开始。
And we're going to learn what it means to belong to Jesus' church.
而且我们从中间也希望能学习到所谓属于教会是什么的意思。
He writes to seven churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, and we're going to look at each of those in turn in the coming weeks.
他写了信给以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、沙迪、菲拉、铁菲，就是我们的教会啊，老底加。那我们会在未来的几个星期会每一个教会的去看。
You're talking about Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah,
same with us.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to wait for that one.
我们假如要看有爱堂有爱堂有关的就是 Philadelphia 的，我们要等一等。
And what we see is the aging Apostle John is writing first and foremost to Christians who lived and died almost 2,000 years ago.
在这里我们看到年纪已经很老的约翰。他首先就是写信给大概已经在2000年前我们今天在看的时候就知道是2000年前的信徒他们现在都逝世了
Christians who lived in the Roman Empire
他们当时是生活在罗马帝国统治之下的
They're about to face the biggest nightmare you could ever imagine
他们将会面对着我们难以想象的噩梦
They're about to be fed to the lions, about to be exiled, thrown out of their jobs and their homes.
我们所看到的基督徒就是那些将要被送到狮子的口中的信徒，那些他们将要失去工作受到迫害的基督徒。
Like the Christians in Syria today, they were facing the full force of the empire against them.
就好像今天在叙利亚的基督徒一样，当时的基督徒他们将要面对当时政府不遗余力的迫害。
This is a message for them, and it's a message for us.
这个可以这样讲，都是对他们的一个清楚的信息，也可以说对我们是一个很好的信息。
The pressure is on to stop witnessing to Jesus.
他们这样做就是要让当时的基督徒感受到压力，要他们停止见证主耶稣基督。
To stop talking about him as if he's important.
要他们停止把耶稣基督作为一个重要的人物来谈论。
To stop bearing witness to him at all.
完完全全的停止对他的所做的见证。
And notice John knows exactly what it's going to be like.
其实我们看看约翰，他自己非常了解当时的状况。
Because he's already facing it himself.
因为他自己正在面对着这样的情况。
John is writing from exile.
约翰他写这卷书的时候呢，他自己是被流放的。
You notice it there in verse 9.
在第九节我们就看到。
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
他说我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里面一同有份的为上帝的道并为耶稣所做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Now Patmos is a prison island.
拔摩这个海岛是一个监狱海岛。
6 kilometers long.
大概有全长大概6公里。
These days about 3,000 people live there.
今天大概有3000人居住。
It's in the Greek islands.
是希腊群岛的其中一部分。
These days full of 5-star resorts and luxury villas.
今天在这里嘛，到处都可以见到五星级的酒店，豪华的别墅。
Like Carson having a nice holiday，
就好像我们的牧师他现在在 Tasmania 度假一样啊。
But John's not there for a holiday。
但我们清楚的知道，约翰并不是在那度假。
He's an old man sentenced to work in the quarries。
他是被流放在那里的石矿场工作的老人家。
And you'll notice if you link verses 1 and 2 and verse 9 that it's because he's been bearing witness to Jesus.
假如我们把第一节、第二节和第九节联系起来，我们可以看到他当时正在为主耶稣做见证。
And it's already got him in trouble.
他其实呢已经惹上了很大的麻烦。
And he says there's more trouble coming soon.
他也讲到会有更多的患难来临。
See, the book of Revelation isn't meant to be scary.
所以呢我们看这个启示录的时候嘛，可能我们会感觉到很可怕。
It's a book of pictures. A picture book.
但是我们可以这样讲这是一本图画册。
Telling us how to face troubles.
讲到关于我们怎么样去面对困难。
And what John does is he describes visions.
在这里我们看到约翰他是这样做的，他就把他看到的图像描写出来。
Now visions are meant for looking at.
其实呢，图像或者是意象是最好，就是我们能看见看到它。
It would be good if he got it on his iPhone, right? Got a video.
假如他有今天我们用的手机的话。
But instead, he writes it down.
他选择了就把这些他看见的意象写下来。
Leaving us to reconstruct the vision, the images in our imagination.
让我们在我们的脑海里我们的想象里去把这些图像重组起来。
The best way to read Revelation is to see the pictures.
我们阅读启示录的时候最好的方法就是我们去看这些图像。
See, what does John see?
我们去看一看究竟约翰他看到了什么。
He sees an amazing, huge vision of Jesus.
他看到了有关主耶稣基督的异象。
With three big contrasts.
他看到了三个不同的异象。都有明显的不差异对比的。
And these are our three points.
这就是我们今天要讲的三个要点。
Firstly,
第一点
,Jesus has come, but he's coming again.
我们就可以看到第一耶稣已经再来了但是他即将要再来。
Verse 7,
第七节
Can you read this?
请听我读出第七节。看了他驾云降临众目要看见他连刺他的人也要看见他地上的幔族都要因他哀哭这话是真实的阿们
Look he says every eye will see him
他说我们一起来看每一双眼睛都可以看到
Nothing about when or where
里面没讲到何时何地。
No one knows the day or the hour.
也没人知道是那一天那一刻。
Look, he says, he's coming in the clouds of heaven.
这里讲到他是驾着云而来的。
He's like a conquering king.
他就好像一个胜利的王一样。
And this is from Daniel chapter 7.
这里所讲的其实是从旧约圣经但以理书里面拿出来的
which talks about the victorious king coming in the clouds to God in heaven
里面讲到就是那个王从天驾着云彩来到世界
It's a picture of the final judgment day
这里所讲的就是一个关于最后审判日的一个图像
And the second part of chapter, verse 7 is from Zechariah 12
第二部分这第七节的第二部分是从撒加利亚书第十二节来的
It says those who pierced him will mourn
这里说连刺他就是刺伤他的人他们都要哀哭
It means those who oppose King Jesus on that day will be sad
就是那些对抗主耶稣基督的道审判日都要哀哭。
And what we learn is that the world is God's mission field.
我们学习到的就是整个世界都是神传福音的工厂。
And we are part of His plan to make disciples from all nations.
我们都是他要万民做他门徒的计划里面的一部分。
But the judgment is up to God.
但是只有神才能审判人。
Our problem is we very much aware of other people's flaws.
我们最大的问题就是我们常常很清楚别人的缺点。
But not very aware of our own.
但是对于我们自己的缺点，我们就非常模糊。
But Judgment Day reverses that.
但是当审判日来临的时候，就把这些都逆转。
If it's true that Jesus Christ is coming back at any moment,
假如主耶稣基督在随时都会再来的时候
you must always be ready,
我们都要随时做好准备
in a situation ready to meet him,
做好准备去迎接他去见他
doing what God would want you to do,
我们就要按照神要我们去行的去做事
On the other hand, an awareness of judgment.
另外来讲嘛，假如我们清楚了解会有审判日的来临
，it humbles us because we look at others and we realize it's up to God to judge their hearts.
这样就让我们会感觉到更谦卑，因为我们知道只有神才能审判别人，不是我们。
To be less critical and more humble.
就是让我们不要再容易的论断别人，我们变得更谦卑。
Have you grasped the second coming of Jesus?
我们在生命中有没有掌握到耶稣基督的再来这件事呢？
Only God has the right to judge. Only God is wise enough to judge.
只有神才有审判人的权利，只有神才有审判人的智慧。
Our job is to get on with His mission and get people ready to meet Jesus.
那我们的工作是什么呢？我们就要继续他给我们的使命，让更多的人去做好准备，迎接这个王的再来。
Jesus has come and He's coming again.
所以我们说主耶稣已经来了，他会再来。
Secondly,
第二点，
John is stunned, but he's alive.
我们可以这样说，约翰他感觉到很惊讶，但是他仍然活着。
When John saw Jesus, he said it was like looking into the bright, shining sun.
当约翰他描写他见到主耶稣的时候，他是这样讲的，他好像是看见那个烈日一样。
You can see this in from verse 12 to 16.
我们假如看看圣经十二到十六节，就看到这种的描写。
And he finishes verse 16. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance.
在第十六节最后的里面讲到，就是他的面貌如同烈日放光。
And this incredible noise, you see the end of verse 15, the sound of rushing waters.
就我们假如看看第十五节嘛，他看到主耶稣的形象是怎么样的？就是好像是海洋发出澎湃的那种的巨响的声音。
And out of his mouth comes a sword.
从他的口里有一把利剑。
Verse 16.
就第十六节，十六节。
Now, this is very different picture, imagining in your head, very different picture to the picture you get of Jesus on the movies.
假如我们看到刚才所讲的图像的话，我们就知道这个跟我们平常看到主耶稣基督的形象是不一样的。
You know, the soft skin, the long flowing hair, the blue eyes.
我们一般看到的主耶稣是怎么样的？披着那些飘逸的长发，慈祥的面容，是吗？
No.
不是。
How can anyone stand before this Jesus?
那谁人可以面对这样的一个耶稣呢？
Verse 17.
假如我们看第十七节，请听我读出。我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。”
He fell at his feet as if dead.
他扑倒在地上，在他的脚前，好像死了一样。
This is so significant.
这个是非常非常重要的。
All these descriptions, all this picture of Jesus in verses 12 to 16 comes from the Old Testament.
刚才我们看到从十二到十六节的所有关于耶稣基督的描述，是从旧约的圣经里面来的。
From the visions of God in the Old Testament.
是旧约圣经怎么样描述我们的神的形象。
You see, there's no stronger claim to the divinity of Jesus. Here is Jesus described like God.
我们这里就看到没有比这一个对于主耶稣基督他的神性的那个宣称来得比这个更强烈。
His face is shining in all God's brilliance.
这里讲到就是他的面貌好像烈日发出光芒。
And if you look at the sun, and don't, please don't, it'll burn your eyeballs.
假如你看着烈日不要这样做因为你的眼睛会烧坏的。
God said, no man can look upon my face and live.
神曾经这样讲，就是说没人可以看到我的面貌而可以活下来的。
But notice here, John isn't killed, but Jesus says to him, "Don't be afraid."
但是在这里我们看到，就是约翰他并没有死，并且主耶稣基督对他讲：“ 不要惧怕。
Now Daniel 10 has a vision of God just like this.
在旧约的但以理书里面也有同样讲到关于但以理他见到神。
And he falls to the ground.
同样的他也扑倒在地上。
And an angel comes and comforts him.
有天使来安慰他。
Yet here we have the claim that Jesus is God.
但是在这里我们看到主耶稣基督他自己宣称他是神。
And yet he comes and comforts John, and John isn't killed.
是他亲自的来到约翰面前安慰他，而且约翰并没有死亡。
See, this is so important.
所以这个是非常重要的。
Because when you go back to creation,
因为当我们去看看神创造天地的时候，
we were built, we were made by God.To gaze on his face.
我们神去创造人，就是要我们去看到他的面容。
Everything you've ever sought, all the significance, all the beauty, all the love, it's there in God's face.
就是我们要看到每一样的事情，每一个我们去寻求的，所有的美，所有的好，都可以从神的面上面可以看到的。
You were built to gaze on him.
我们是因为神要我们看到他的面容。
But we can't because we're sinners.
但是我们不可能了，因为我们是罪人。
In Isaiah 6,
在以赛亚书第六章，
The prophet Isaiah is ushered into the presence of God.
以赛亚也看到了神。
And it's traumatic and fearful.
但是当时的场面可以说是痛苦的，可怕的。
He cannot stand before God.
他不能站在神的面前。
Why?
为什么？
Because he's a sinner.
因为他是罪人。
Sin is that aspect of our hearts.
罪在我们的心里面是怎么样的？
When we center our lives on ourselves and not God.
就是当我们把所有的事情就是我们不把神作为我们生命的中心，把我们的自我作为我们生命的中心，那就是罪。
When we do things that make us feel happy and good and fulfilled in ourselves,
我们这样做的时候呢，我们所追求的，我们都是要达到满足、喜乐，就是去满足我们自己。
And if that's how you build your self-image, you'll never be able to gaze on the holy God.
假如我们是这样的去建立我们自己的形象的嘛。那我们肯定不可能面对面神。
It's agonizing, it's death.
这是痛苦的，会是灭亡的。
So you and I can't look on his face, yet we were built to gaze on his face.
我们不可以看着神的面，但是呢，其实我们原本神创造我们的时候，是要我们可以面对面的看着他的。
So now in Revelation,Chapter 1, we realize something new has happened.
所以在这里从启示录第一章里面我们看到有一些新的事情已经发生了。
And you'll see it in verse 18.
我们在18节就可以看到，请听我读出，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了。直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You see what Jesus is saying there?
我们见到主耶稣是怎么样讲吗？
The Lord himself, whose face is shining, bends down and says, "Don't be afraid."
是那位面貌如烈日发出光芒的主耶稣，他跪在我们的面前。他弯腰在我们的面前，告诉我们说：“不要惧怕。”
The judge at the end of time has entered into human history in the middle.
这一个在时间的终结的时候要来审判我们的判官，他在时间还没到的时候来到我们中间。
And he took the judgment for us.
他承担了我们的审判。
I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever.
因此我们就可以一直的存活到永永远远。
He went to hell for you.
他为我们死了，到了阴间。
So you can live in God's presence.
因此我们可以活在神的面前。
And experience the joy of God in the face of Christ.
可以因着主耶稣基督，我们得到了神所赐的平安喜乐。这不是改变了我们的生命吗？
Thirdly,
第三点，
we the lampstands are suffering but brilliant.
这里所讲的就是我们是那些灯台，是在苦难中的灯台，但是我们仍然的发出光芒。
Just have read the verses 19 and 20.
请听我读出19、20两节。所以你们要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。第二十节，论到你们所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The lampstands are the churches.
这里所讲的灯台就是教会。
This is the kind of symbolism you find in Revelation.
这个就是在启示录常常出现的一些的代号。
And it's like when Jesus said, "You are the light of the world."
就好像主耶稣说你是生命的光。
But the lampstands are now going through suffering.
但是我们知道这些灯台要面对着苦难。
There's persecution coming on the churches.
我们也知道教会将会面对着迫害。
And as John is writing this book as an old man,
当约翰他写这些书卷的时候嘛，他年纪已经大了。
He realizes life is hard and then you die.
他也清楚地知道生命是非常艰苦的，并且跟着下来就死了。
And here's John's exile on Patmos, knowing the churches are going to go and face terrible suffering and persecution.
在这里，约翰他是在拔摩岛，但是他也清楚地知道，基督徒将会受到很大很大的迫害。
And in the midst of the lampstands, there's a figure walking as if he's in a furnace.
在这里圣经告诉了我们，在灯台中间他看到了有人走动，好像在火炉里面走动一样。
Suffering is often called a furnace in the Bible.
在圣经里面常常用火炉来代表苦难、折磨等等。
And we can't help but be reminded of Daniel chapter 3 here.
在这里最好的我们就看一看但以理书第三章，就是对我们最好的提醒。
You remember what happened?
大家不知道还记不记得发生了什么事？
Daniel and his friends, they wouldn't worship the false gods.
但以理和他的两个朋友，他不肯跪拜假神。
They're thrown into the fiery furnace.
所以被扔进那个火炉里面。
And after a while, the king comes to look into the furnace.
没多久，王到那火炉前面来看看。
And he sees the three men walking around all safe.
他见到那三个人在火炉里面都很平安的在里面走动。
And he sees not three men, but four men.
但是那王看到了不是三个人，是四个人。
The fourth man, the king says, is like a son of God.
第四个人就如王所说的，他好像神子一样。
The message to Daniel, the message to the seven churches, the message to us is the same.
所以现在给但以理、给七个教会、给我们的信息是非常真的，是一样的。
Fear not, says God.
神对我们讲，不要惧怕。
I will be with you in the fiery furnace.
我会与你在火炉里面同在的。
See, what does that figure, that fourth figure in Daniel mean?
所以在火炉里面的四个人究竟是什么意思？
Now we know.
现在我们知道。
Jesus went into the fire.
因为我们知道第四个人就是主耶稣基督，他走进了那火炉里面。
Our God doesn't just feel bad for us when we suffer.
当我们受苦的时候，神不是站在旁边看着我们很忧伤的。
Our God came to earth.
神来到我们中间，来到地上。
He was placed in the ultimate furnace.
他被扔在最后的火炉里面。
He got the ultimate suffering.
他得到了，接受了最后的那种的痛苦。
And so he's literally walking in the furnace with us.
所以基本上我们可以这样讲，他是与我们在火炉里面同行的。
And until you see that Jesus took the ultimate furnace for you when he died on the cross.
直到你看到了主耶稣基督承担了你的火炉，就是他为了你死。
He won't be with you in those everyday suffering, those everyday furnaces.
假如我们还没清楚地做了这一点，他是不会与我们每天在我们生活里面的火炉同行的。
But if you do see what he's done for you,
但是假如我们知道看到了主耶稣基督为我们成就了什么，
You'll become refined.
我们会变得更精炼，更纯。
Purified like gold in the furnace.
好像在火炉里面提炼的金一样。
Beautiful like him.
美好，好像主耶稣一样。
It's not that hard, and it's very hard.
我们可以这样讲，不难的，但是呢，也非常不容易。
Do you believe he took the ultimate furnace for you?
你承不承认？你相不相信他会承担我们的火炉呢
？Yes.
是吗？
If you know this, and to the degree that you do,
假如我们清楚地知道这件事情，也去这样的行，
all other suffering you face is small by comparison.
我们所面对的所有其他的痛苦都是微不足道的。
And so instead of making you bitter,
所以我们可能会感觉到痛苦。
It makes you bolder and kinder and courageous.
但是这一切反而令到我们更加的坚强，更加的有恩慈。
Amen.
Amen.